Human rights organisations are warning that Australia needs to clean up its act on the domestic front as it takes its place on the United Nations Human Rights Council. Australia has been elected for a three-year term, but Oxfam, Amnesty International and the Human Rights Law Centre say Australia's own treatment of refugees and Indigenous people leaves a lot to be desired. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
Australia now sits on an international council that's previously condemned its record on asylum seekers and Indigenous issues. Michael Hayworth is a spokesman for Amnesty International.
Australia's election is welcomed, but we need to end our human rights hypocrisy at home, and we need to protect the rights of Indigenous people and those who are seeking safety and asylum on our shores. The Australian government must understand that leadership requires consistency, and we must protect everybody's human rights, not just a few stated priorities of Geneva.
It's taken 2 years of campaigning for Australia to get to this point. The Special Envoy for Human Rights, Philip Ruddock, spearheaded the push for a seat on the 47-member council, spending more than $200,000 to pitch Australia in 23 countries. Australia was competing against Spain and France for one of the two available spots on the council before France withdrew its bid. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, says she's proud of the achievement and that Australia will play a key role on the body.
We are a principled and pragmatic voice when it comes to human rights. Our focus will be on a number of issues, including the empowerment of women, Indigenous rights, strong domestic human rights institutions and the like.
But Michael Hayworth says Australia's elevation to the council means it now has a special responsibility in those areas as well.
The election to the Human Rights Council, we're holding our country up as a leader of human rights on a global stage, but we've certainly neglected human rights at home. You know, we lock up Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children at a rate of 25 times that of non-Indigenous children. We've got people languishing in camps on Nauru and Manus who've come here seeking our help and safety.
Yesterday, a coalition of community and human rights groups delivered a letter to the UN in Geneva outlining what it described as Australia's backward slide on human rights. The head of policy at Oxfam, Nicole Biskie, shares that view.
We're concerned that the victory is pretty hollow unless the government actually focuses on improving its own policies in a number of human rights areas. And we're particularly concerned about Indigenous rights and refugee issues.
Dr. Biskie warns Australia may even be subject to extra scrutiny on those issues because of its new status.
It's entirely possible. Every country in the United Nations is examined on its human rights record on a regular basis in the Human Rights Council.
The criticism from human rights organisations extends beyond Australia's domestic policies. Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre says Australia has an important role to play in the Asia-Pacific region, and it's been falling short.
Too often, our government turns a blind eye to serious violations, whether in Myanmar or Sri Lanka or elsewhere, and it needs to be speaking out about these abuses in our region and being a principled leader of human rights.
She believes Australia will have plenty of influence on the council, all the more if it improves its own record.
I mean, there's some good examples of Australia advancing human rights issues and being an effective player at the council. And I think one example is issues around sexual orientation and gender identity. And Australia's been an effective player at the council in promoting protections for LGBTI people across the globe. But obviously there's other examples where Australia needs to be standing up and needs to be speaking out and taking principled positions and not picking and choosing where it's going to stand up for human rights.
Anna Brown from the Human Rights Law Centre, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.